I'm another year older. I won't cry about you anymore. Told my friends to come over to dye my hair. It's not even the weekend.
I was just thinking. Please tell me. If the YMCA played song music.
Oh my god.
While we're playing.
Yeah, that needs to
I
happen.
Think it would lighten the mood.
It would. Especially if it was Christian music. Would maybe help everybody out a little bit.
But yes. Yeah. Little Mercy Me playing in the background.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's what they need to do.
I think, honestly, that's a fabulous idea to tell Baylor. Because sometimes I think it is the energy that's controlled by the silence. Yeah. But now if we got some,
I think that's a great idea.
We're going to make it happen.
We're going to tell them. We'll tell them.
You can DJ. Yeah. Have a DJ booth and everything.
So YMCA volleyball is done. 2x2 is starting up. It is getting excited and exciting. And everybody, welcome back to another episode of Coaching Caffeine and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Kobza.
And I'm Lena.
And today is April 23rd.
Boom shakalaka.
It is Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
That's no. Next.
Okay, there's so many different ones. School Bus Drivers Day.
I know. We're doing something good for our school bus drivers.
Let's go. Yeah. Thank you to all the bus drivers at MCC.
Thank you for all the bus drivers at St. Pat's and our local public schools because you rock.
Yes, you keep everybody safe.
There's some kids you could not always pick up, but other than that, thanks for doing your job.
Yep. Yeah, so anyways.
So you were saying YMCA volleyball.
YMCA volleyball.
We both finished.
Yes.
Neither one of us were winners.
Nope.
And I blame
was I?
You.
I don't know. I
no,
hope
you weren't.
I hope
you were
my
winner in character.
Right. But I hope my women's league, we dominated. I'm just going to say that we won.
Oh, okay.
Even though this is going to be recorded later and we don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
We don't know.
That's right.
Anyways,
you're
but
right.
We're winners.
With our co-ed teams.
Yes. Co-ed teams. Let's talk about that.
We were not winners.
We were not winners in co-ed.
But we were in character. Or at least I was.
Yeah. Yeah. But today we just want to, you know, go out there and talk about what it takes to do YMCA volleyball. It takes Baylor Helmuth.
I just say Baylor.
Baylor.
Why do
it takes Baylor?
Lesson?
Thank you, Baylor.
Thank you, Baylor.
I know that's your job, but thank you.
You deal with a lot of stuff you shouldn't have to do.
You do.
Like when it's YMCA.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to read the rules 26 times. People, read the rules yourself, figure it out, and then play by them.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I love it.
I love it.
Yeah. So like I always, you know, we can't really do fall because it's season and busy.
Yeah, well, it doesn't stop me, but that's fine. Some coaches are more committed than others.
Some people have a bigger schedule than a junior high. What do you play? 10 games?
Maybe six.
Okay. Exactly. And that's how many we play on a week.
Yeah. And
any. Right. For
right.
sure.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's so fun.
It is so
just
fun.
Just like see everybody, get together.
So, it's not always fun,
right.
But it can be fun if you're not a dill hole. Just going to say it. Don't ruin it, people.
Yeah, but it takes, it takes Baylor and it takes refs. And these refs are these wonderful humans.
Young people.
And it's all across the board, not just for volleyball, because I think baseball helps out with football, flag football.
Yes.
I'm just thinking the college kids. And there's, I think some, there's so many people that help out with this. I know Tamla Laurie helps out reffing every now and then. Mm-hmm. Who else has been there? Oh my goodness. I forget her name, but there's another girl that helps out with.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does she help in the
JC?
Corner? Yeah.
JC.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, she helps. And so that's super exciting. It takes all sorts of kinds.
It does. And but again, it's YMCA volleyball.
Yeah. So let's call some of the volunteer refs. There are some of the volunteers. I mean, they do get paid.
Peanuts. And especially with some of the stuff they deal with, even less peanuts.
Yeah. So let's call.
Have you ever had to ref for anything?
When I coached club.
Like you had to ref the other team's games.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and call your person.
So first off, we're going to call Emery Rios. They should answer because these are my players.
Well, I was going to say maybe I should call.
You should have called to see if she answers.
And she'll be like, where are we going to eat?
Do you think if she doesn't answer?
This is going to be amazing.
Hello.
Hi, Emery.
Hi, Emery.
Hi, guys.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, just sitting here waiting for dinner at the awesome calf we have here.
Good. Okay. Just throwing this out there. We have a lot of public listeners, so make sure we say nice things about people, okay?
Yeah, you're you are on the podcast.
And I don't know if you know the other person, but that's Lena. I know she hasn't been doing a very good job of being an adoptive mother.
Nope. Because here's how it goes.
Yeah, Emery, I think she's like my mom or something. I'm not sure.
Oh my gosh. Here's how it goes. Emery, would you like to come out to eat? Yes, I would love to. Okay, what do you want to do? Okay, we'll go here. Oh gosh, I decided to go home for the weekend.
That every time. That's how the conversation goes?
Every single time.
Emery, hold on. Before we start talking about what we're going to talk about, Emery came to a Women's Wednesday.
Yes, she did.
Emery, what did you think of that? Yeah.
It was actually a lot of fun.
What was fun about it?
I think the fact that I got to meet a lot of new ladies that I've never spoken to before.
Like women.
Yes.
Right.
What would you say to somebody who you're trying to tell them about going? What would you say? Like, how would you explain what the night's like?
That it is like a big get together where you talk about, you know, the good and the bad in life, you know? I think that's how I'd describe it.
Good, Emery. Yeah. Anyway, so we called. We're talking about YMCA volleyball. This was your first season reffing. How'd it go for you?
You know, overall, it was really fun. I got to see a lot of interesting things.
Don't just say that. I feel like you were looking in my direction when you said that. Because I understand sometimes my team is, let's just say, subpar. This spring.
You know, there's a few moments. I think my favorite part was seeing how high Kobza could jump over the net, though. Like, get her hands.
That's what I'm talking about. Would they get up there? Or are you making fun of me right now? I don't know.
No. I'm being serious.
Yes, she had pop. I did get a block. What team was the most fun to ref?
The most fun to ref. You know, I think it's going to be a tie between your team and Lena's team.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like half of the time I was just laughing. Like, I couldn't even pull the whistle half of the time.
Was it from Lena's underhand serve or my just amazing saves?
I think Lena's underhand serve takes the cake.
I don't even know what you mean by that. I guess you missed my ace against Kobza. My underhand ace.
I think Grayson was.
Yeah, you weren't roughing that
one. Oh, I did hear about it, though.
As long as you heard about it, that's all that matters. And I mean, that's so good. If that's not on the sports page of the Gazette.
I think our whole team heard about it.
Oh, good. Even better. That's awesome.
Evie, Emery,
if you were running the YMCA volleyball, okay, you're in charge. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you be in charge? Are you ready? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're in charge and I'm coming to sign up. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I have some questions. Like, what are the rules like? Tell me a little bit about what it's like playing YMCA League volleyball. Help me understand if I'm new.
Okay. I guess the way if I was running it, I would kind of run it like how collegiate athletes run it, but I guess that's because I know the most about like collegiate volleyball. Like, I feel like there's a lot of rules that I was like, we couldn't do that if we were playing, you know?
Oh, sure. Okay. Like, what's a for example?
Yeah. What's a for example?
So I guess, okay, there was a little debacle about like the co-ed volleyball, whether or not like you could have two males blocking in the front row if one was in back row, you know?
Oh.
So like, okay. USA volleyball says in co-ed you can do that. Like, it's legal to do that in co-ed. But I guess coming as a collegiate athlete, where as females playing the sport, we can't do that. Like, we can't bring someone from the back row to block in the front row. So I don't know. I think that having two different nights, I feel like everyone should have the same rules, no matter if it's co-ed or like only women. Like, I think the rules should be the same. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's one thing I would definitely keep, is like making sure the rules are the same for both leagues.
That's very interesting. And that's why we ask these questions. And that's why we do this, because there's so much opportunity to learn. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean one way is right or one way is wrong. It's just another way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Which there's nothing wrong with having two different rules for either of the nights, but I think to make it easier for like the ref to have it all be the same.
100%. That's so good. What was the most challenging part of reffing YMCA volleyball? If there was anything that was challenging.
The most challenging part was definitely making a call that like one of the teams didn't agree with.
Sure.
Was it usually?
Of course, even
go.
What?
No, go. I'm still listening.
Okay. So being like playing volleyball, of course, you're going to have a ref that makes a call that you might not agree with, but to be up there and make a call and then have people like, you know, disagree is hard. Like, it's hard to like stand your ground and be like, this is what I said, you know,
right,
while still trying to be respectful.
Right.
So I guess that was a challenge.
How does Kobza coach you guys in regards to handling calls made by refs?
Like, so for starters, if there's a call we don't agree with, we are not allowed to say anything. Like, we can't chirp at the ref. It's like, if they said the ball, you know, was in, the ball's in.
Right.
Next, on to the next play. So right. She's like, the only person who can say something about it is her. Sure. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how did grown adults handle that at the YMCA?
You know, I would say the complete opposite. So if they were playing for Kobza, here, they would have had a ass chewing. I don't know if we can cuss on here, but
they would have had to run the bleachers and
little stairs of confidence.
Yeah, stairs of confidence.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Stairs of confidence. 100%.
Yeah.
Does it just make you want to get old and start playing old women's volleyball? By ref?
Oh yeah. That's why I'm doing it tonight. That's
right. Yeah. We're going to win.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You better go, girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Emery. Are you around any of your friends?
Yes, my roommates, are you asking?
Oh, yeah. Your roommate. She ref? Did she ref?
She's right next to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Did
she ref? Pass it over to her.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
One sec.
It was good talking to you.
Bye, Emery.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Kaiten.
Hi.
It's Kobza and Lena.
Hello.
Hello.
When did you ref at the Y? Did you ref at the Y?
Yes, I did.
Did you do co-ed or women's?
I did a little bit of both.
Okay. What was the most fun that happened when you refed?
I don't know. I like when both teams get into it. Oh, like,
what does that mean exactly?
But I don't like competitive wise, because I'm usually on the competitive court when I ref women.
So you never saw Lena. Yeah.
That's where the gap is. I was like, when did you ref?
I mean, there was times because Kaiten's a setter, so I would have some miraculous sets, and I'd like look at her. I'm like, did you see that?
Yeah.
Skills.
Yeah, we have that little connection.
Yeah. Oh. She'd look at me and I'm like, yeah, money. Yeah.
Was Kobza positive when you were watching her? Like, did she encourage her teammates? Was she uplifting?
Say Kobza and I are very similar when we play.
Okay.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Kaiten knows. It's all about winning.
I think she knows what I mean by that. Yeah.
Yes. Doesn't matter about having fun. It's not about, hey, it's okay, we'll get the next one. It's like, you should have had it. Let's go. We're winning.
Kaiten's one of my players. And I can look through her soul and she can look through mine. And we know exactly what we're feeling.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. Kaiten, did you ever have anyone argue a call with you besides your coach?
I never argued a call.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Oh, what?
Could you explain it to us? Please tell us about the situation.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
So in Y volleyball, I guess you can play it off of the backboard, like basketball hoop.
Oh, right. Okay.
And there was this one specific team that, and it's a replay if the ball like ricochets off the backboard or whatever. There was this one specific team that got very upset with me when I called a replay after the team on the other side of the net shanked it off the backboard, and they argued with me and I just like kind of went along with it. And then like kitty not like three balls later, the same thing happened to them. And they're like, oh, probably should not have argued with her. But
yeah. Because now they're like, oh, we would like a replay. Around. Yeah, exactly.
Right. That is right.
Yeah. How did you hear about reffing at the Y?
I actually work at the front desk at the Y.
Oh, okay.
So Baylor asked me to ref since, I mean, I kind of know a little bit about volleyball, so.
Just a little bit. Was there ever a time when you're up there and you're reffing and you're just like, yeah, I'm out. I'm done. This isn't worth it. Stop yelling at me. This is YMCA volleyball.
Yeah, when like all of my games go three sets. Oh, 10:30 at night.
That's the best. I'm just thinking we're getting the full 45 minutes. Let's go.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
What does Cobza teach you when it comes to, as a player playing for her, your response to calls from refs? Mm-hmm.
Can't say anything.
What do you think about that? You think that's good advice?
Yeah, I think it is. Just giving the respect. I mean, because reffing's hard. Like, it's not, you're not always going to get everything correct. Mm-hmm. And so just giving that respect to those referees is really important. I mean, it's not easy when I...
Right. Did you grow up having wrong, but to ref? Like, did you play club or have you guys had to ref things in college outside of the Y that gave you that experience before Cobza, knowing like it's not easy reffing? You are going to miss things. Did you have experience
before? Yeah, I played club volleyball since I was in sixth grade. And I think around that time is when like the girls start to ref games.
Right,
too.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, I've always been reffing.
You know, I think some people have a problem with going, like playing club volleyball, paying $250 to go play in a tournament and then having to ref. Mm-hmm. I love the idea because I think it teaches young kids you're human.
Yeah.
And it's easy to blink at the wrong time, turn your head at the wrong time and miss something. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't teach you grace for when you're older and the game is a little bit more intense to be kind to the refs, I don't know what does.
Right.
I think having like, just like being a waitress, having to work in a clothing store, some of those jobs you need to learn to do or have done to appreciate what people go through.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us one really great story about Cobza that's maybe kind of funny that I haven't heard before.
Mm. Oh, man. Make it good, Caden. Yeah. Make it good.
I know. You put me on the spot. I don't know.
It's hard.
Just cool as a cucumber.
Yeah. You can mail it in later date if you want, and I can read it in your voice. It's totally fine. It's totally fine. What would you tell somebody who was going to ref at the Y? What's some words of wisdom you would share with them before they got up in the stand? Since you guys aren't old enough to drink before you go.
Or get up on the stand. I don't know. Like, no. Make, have a relationship with both teams. I think.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
If you're nice to both of them, they're going to respect you a little more. Nice. Hopefully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I won't, but I think most people would. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's actually really good advice.
Yes, it is.
I think you kind of interact and banter with them. They'll be more likely to kind of be chill with you.
For sure.
Good job.
Well, awesome. Thanks, Caden.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye. See you later. Bye.
We're going to call one more person because this one, she was wanting a job and couldn't really find her anything. So I just told her that I signed her up to ref.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is the one ref who many times looked at me and said, I don't know. I didn't see it.
This one is?
Yeah. I was like, what the flip flap were you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, Cobza.
Hey, Grayson. What's going on?
Not much. Just chilling.
Sounds like you're taking a nap, Grayson. I know a nap voice when I hear one.
I want to be taking a nap, yes.
Okay, that's probably what you should do then.
5 o'clock.
You're fine. You can nap whenever you want, girl.
Okay. Oh, I'm so tired.
Oh, Grayson. I hear you, girl. On. Listen. Yeah. Okay, so Grayson wanted a job.
Yeah, she wanted a J-O-B.
And I signed her up for, and there was no ifs, ands, or buts. paint. Yeah. And then she was a YMCA ref and did a really good job. Grayson, did you have so much fun this year being a ref?
You know, it was fine. I don't know if I would say fun.
I don't know if I would either, Grayson, because there was a couple times I looked up at you and I was like, it was a dinner out. And you're like, I couldn't see it. And I was thinking, what else are you supposed to be doing than watching the DAMN ball? And you know, this is Lena, right?
Yeah. Well, I can't see it when the line is all the way over there and I'm trying to watch everyone else.
Well, no one else is doing anything. Just pay attention to the ball.
They're just in the net.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Oh, and then you get a broken leg. First of all,
wait, was Grayson the ref of that?
Yes, Grayson, you should have called that game. That should have been an automatic win and we are changing the rules. I'm getting a hold of Baylor. There's zero you know reason.
What? Did Lena really like push Olivia down?
Yeah. Pushed her down in front of everyone.
What? Poor Olivia. Yeah. Okay, did you not see her slap me in the face on the other side of the court when I was in the way of her going up for hit? I'm not even kidding. She slapped me so hard.
But you've met you've met both Olivia and Lena. Like, who's the nicer one here?
Lena.
I don't know. I think Olivia.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
She's injured. And I really blame the reffing at that point. I think if you would have maintained the game, kept everybody, you know, playing. Okay, we were up 11-1. Do you know that, Grayson, at that point? Yeah. Then what happened?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, our hearts were broken. Who can go on and play a game after that type of devastation? No one. You should have said, the win goes to El Porto Giggles and just called it.
True.
Yeah.
Win because of heartbreak. That's... Yeah. I know. I made a mistake.
It's okay. You know, because I, unlike a lot of people, I can forgive a ref and I can give grace and I can accept that they have faults.
Give just grace like, to Grayson.
Yep. And let her borrow my contacts. Are you reffing tonight? Because I need to know.
No, I'm actually done forever.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, man, that's sad.
Did anyone ever cuss at you?
Not cuss. No.
Whoa, what did they do in your direction?
Ooh.
Snappy.
Ooh.
Oh.
Little sassy kitties.
Yeah.
Yikes. Wasn't me, right?
No.
Okay. I banter you.
It was probably Jake.
No, she only did women's. Oh, wait. No, wait. She did men's.
Yeah. She did go. Yeah.
What's one of the best teams you saw play? And don't say the people who may or may not have. Anyway, there's only one team you cannot talk about, but who is the best team you saw play?
Okay. In women's or co-ed?
Let's do both.
Yeah, why not?
Both?
Yeah.
I think Cobes is team for both.
Lena.
You know what?
Lena.
I feel like you cut
sorry,
out.
Lena.
No, you're not. It's just like you were sorry when we had a player go fall and break their leg and just like, whatever.
You're right.
Yeah.
You were on the road to being
who's
really good.
Who's the funnest team? I feel like you have an opportunity to redeem yourself and we'll see how it goes.
Lena's. Yeah.
Why is Lena's team? Because I feel like you just said that as a charity win.
No.
Okay. What's fun about Lena's
team? You guys are funny.
True. Mm-hmm. Do you think our level of humor equals our level of play? Okay. Yeah. Your hesitation. No.
Grayson, speaking of Lena and I, you've actually, but you've also seen us in person in our act. What do you think about us? Do you think we have a chance to make it big?
By big, like, do you think like
we could maybe go to St. Ertz or maybe Ogallala's got like a coffee shop we can hit up?
Yeah. Are we good enough to invite your spouse or a friend to go and watch for a night of entertainment?
Yes.
It would be entertainment.
Wow, Grayson, why is this taking so long for you to answer?
She's not so honest. Yeah, she's not gonna fluff it at all.
We're not funny.
No. Yeah, you fun. Yeah, for sure. I would pick my husband to watch you.
What about your mom or dad? Would they think we're funny?
Yeah.
Or yes.
What about a teammate?
Definitely.
Wait, so you're saying you didn't like our St. Ertz show? I'm just so confused here.
Gosh, yes. I probably can't even remember. No. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
I remember it. But it was amazing.
What's one thing you remember about our St. Ertz show that made you laugh?
the joke that you Lena made to her parents about Jake.
Oh, could you remind us of what it was?
It was inappropriate.
Oh, really? I'm inappropriate with my parents about my husband? I don't think so.
It was so funny.
Could you please say it?
Because no, don't say it. Just give us clues. Yeah, what was happening? What was the joke?
Well, because I can't really remember. Oh, wait. Okay. It was when the whole shower thing. You remember, Lena?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh,
under
yeah,
the yeah, bed? Yes. Okay. Your daughter? Yep, yep.
Stop. Yes, I remember. Wow.
Embedded Christ in her brain.
Jeez.
Okay, so now going back to this reffing, when people were sassy with you, how did you deal with that?
First of all, Grace, how old are you?
20.
You're 20, and you're dealing with 20. Women who are probably in their 30s.
Women and men.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Playing a game that they do not get a prize for.
And so how did you deal with that?
I would probably, I just told them. So here's an instant. I called somebody in the net and someone said, oh, now we're calling people in the net.
Oh,
and so I said,
girl. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I said he was in the net and she wasn't looking at me. And so she was like, who was in the net? Were you in the net? And I was like, he was in the net. You know, he was in the net. Let's move on. And that's what I said.
Oh my gosh.
Grayson's got sass.
So
obviously.
So continue.
That's ridiculous. Okay. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. Sorry.
So if they give me sass first, I'm going to give sass back. Otherwise I'm very respectful.
For YMCA volleyball.
For YMCA volleyball that you do not get a lot of money for.
I don't even know if they get, do they get t-shirts? I mean, like, when I've won.
I still love Grayson past. After one night. She said, for $10 a game?
Oh my, wait, stop. Is that all you guys make is $10 a game?
Yeah, sometimes it's a little less.
Shut the dang door.
Not
you know
kidding.
What? The next time somebody says something to you, you just hand them the whistle and say, go ahead and do better. Shut
I
your
will.
Pie hole. Don't say that to me when you see me parenting or being a wife or being a librarian, but you can say that to them.
That's great.
This is great. What advice would you give me and my team? I mean, I know there's not much we need to change, but what's some advice if you were coaching us? I mean, they have a pretty good coach, me. But if you had to coach us,
honestly,
this will be good.
Really hard serves.
What the frick? Why did you say that to the one person who serves underhand?
And the whole league. Lena.
That is true.
Lena and Weimers, because Weimers got
hard,
like,
we just got a bad shoulder.
Bad shoulder.
I can serve underhand, and I do, but
yeah,
I don't care
enough.
Yeah, and
you got some aces.
Yeah, I did. Both under and over.
Wicked.
But guess what? I mean, that would be like going and playing co-ed softball.
Yeah.
The guys have to pitch underhand.
Yeah.
That would be like saying, pitch overhand. Throw in some humdingers. It's not what it's about, people. Let's just go and have fun. I think everyone should have to serve underhand. Try it. See how easy it is.
Okay, I will. I will tonight. Grayson, what about my team? Any advice?
I have co-ed? A list. I'm going to text it to you right now, Grayson. Check your phone. Especially your co-ed team. Sweet Lord.
Zip it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. We don't
keep giving it to the guys.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Block.
Oh, hey, you know what? One of the refs said that she was amazed by my mad ups.
You got mad ups.
Thanks. Oh, she's laughing. I know she's
Hey,
laughing.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Grayson. People can jump. And I think you saw what happened to Olivia when she did. Here's me. I'm not going to get hurt unless I'm jumping.
All right. So just don't jump.
Just don't jump.
No maximum effort there. No maximum effort.
Yeah.
All right, Grayson, we'll hang off the phone here in a little bit. So you're about to be out of McCook here in about 20 days, and you'll never see me again probably unless you invite me to come visit or you come visit me. So what's
my wedding?
Your wedding. I'll be in it.
I'll sing at it.
We won't be the comedy because you don't think we're funny.
Not that funny.
No.
Nope. Yeah.
No, you are.
What's one thing that you've taken from this old gal?
Be grateful.
Look at that.
Grayson, you were listening. I love you so much more right now in this moment because you were.
Yeah.
I do think that's 100% something Cobes is big on, and you took it.
Yeah, it's very true, honestly.
Grayson, have I ever done anything to make you laugh?
Yes.
What was that?
You made me laugh every day, I think.
Oh, it's good. Nice. One player had nothing. Nothing.
I think all the things you say about Traister, like good things, but like,
yeah, with love. Yeah.
Yeah. Fun, yeah. He is the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Who's somebody you are grateful for right now in this moment?
My roommate, Rowan.
Oh, is she there with you right now?
Yep.
Oh, hi, Ro.
Yeah.
They're like the
hi.
Same person.
Oh,
so cute.
Okay. What's your caffeine of choice?
Ooh, coffee.
What kind? Is it black? A lot of creamer, like Cobza?
Hey, I've been straight
a
black.
Latte. An oat milk latte.
Oh, that does nice. Sound nice.
Sounds light.
So good.
Are you reading anything currently?
Yes.
What?
It's called If He Had Been With Me.
That sounds really hot. It sounds seductive. Is that juicy?
Steamy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that risque?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, boy. That's are Lena's you, kind of book.
Are you currently watching anything?
No, actually. I don't have time.
Oh, okay.
Just come on. TikTok.
Oh, Lord. I can only imagine how many mad minutes you spend on TikTok.
Yeah. Do you follow me on TikTok?
So bad. Yes, of course.
Okay, let's go. Who are you thankful for in this moment right now?
She said her roommate.
Oh. She did. Sorry. I don't know what's happening.
She had a mini stroke.
I don't know what's happening.
It's okay. Was there ever a time, I got to ask you this, in your collegiate career.
Collegiate career.
Whatever I just tried to say.
Yep.
Collegiate career that you wanted to quit.
That I wanted to quit?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
How many times?
Every day.
And what
every
did Cobes
day.
Do to
Even
you?
Now, she's like, I'm done and I still want to quit.
Yeah.
No. Oh. There has been many times that I've thought about it, obviously.
Sure.
But one time in specific was when I had to get up at 4 a.m. and do a punishment workout.
We just talked about this.
Oh, gosh.
What had happened? Somebody make some poor choices?
Yeah.
Oh. So everyone had to run?
Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't just running either.
Oh, yikes.
Burpees.
Lunges.
Yeah, it's making my back hurt already.
Yeah. But you know what? That won't ever happen again. I apologize.
Grace, are you going on somewhere? Are you going to keep playing?
No, I'm not playing. So I'm going to esthetician school in Omaha.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Yes.
I know a really beautiful salon you could come back to if you want.
Oh, yes.
Find someone.
Yes.
We need an esthetician and a massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Woo and Co. Sweet. Beautiful. The most beautiful salon around. Well, congratulations and good luck with that. And yes. I love that for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Grayson. Thank you.
And thanks for reffing and always calling it the other way, not for my team. Appreciate it.
All right. See you, Grayson.
Bye, Cobes up.
Bye.
Well. Have you tried anything new lately in your hot repertoire of good drinks?
Yeah, I'm just drinking black coffee.
What happened?
I know. I'm just turning into a woman.
I know.
I just see how good you are and how good looking you are drinking black coffee. So I'm going to jump on that black train. The black coffee train.
Yep, that one. That's the only one.
Just straight.
Stop talking.
I know.
Who are you thankful for today?
I'm going to be thankful for... Who am I going to be thankful for?
I'm waiting. I don't know.
I'm going to say Micah Marvin. He was on my co-ed team, came out, played volleyball, and that was so fun.
He's fun.
He's so fun.
Yeah.
And one of our math teachers at the college, and he's a huge supporter of MCC Athletics. So
yeah,
definitely.
That's awesome, Micah. I'm going to be thankful for Sarah Weimers because she does a lot at McCook Lettering with community.
Yeah.
And she's just always a positive, fun. She always just seems like, I've just never seen Sarah in a bad mood. She's super awesome.
She is sweet. She's super sweet. Yeah. Well, everybody, come out Friday. come watch the McCook men take on the MCC volleyball team. Lena won't be there because she's got better things to do with her life, but here we are.
One real man won't be there either. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And everyone, thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Caffeine and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Kobza.
And I'm Lena.
And I take that back because also on Saturday, we have our alumni game too. So everybody come in and watch that because that'll be a good time.
Yeah.
You still won't be here, but it'll be fun.
But it will be great.
All right. Bye. That's what I